The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
Today is November 29th. Winter meetings are coming up. The Yankees haven't done much, so we're going to do some talking. Yeah, let's talk Yanks. Let's do it.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks, brought to you by SeatGeek. Code YANKS gets you $20 off your ticket. You go to a game, you go to an event, you use code YANKS, you get $20 off. You have some fun. Maybe you get opening day tickets right now to see the kids at shortstop. Ha ha, how about that? My name's Jimmy, his name's Jake. This is Talking Yanks, BBD producing in the corner. Jake, episode number 825. How's that make you feel?
Calling Trey Turner the kid, huh?
He could have that nickname.
He could. He's got the kid vibe to him. Like the jersey's like just a little big.
Yeah.
He's a skinny guy, so.
Doing well. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Gobble gobble. Man, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right as we head into the teeth of winter and winter meetings. Excited for that. We weren't sure if we were going for a little bit. Now we're gonna go to that, which there's some juicy stuff that comes out of that, Jim. You know.
Last time we were at winter meetings, the Yankees signed a guy. Big signing. Mm. Huge signing.
What was it?
It was Gerrit Cole.
Oh.
And we celebrated at winter meetings. Cashman and Boone strutted down into the lobby all cocksure, walking
so
dick front,
funny.
Like, oh, look who we got. And we took pictures with them. They're like, yeah, you guys excited? We're like, yeah. We spilled wine everywhere.
Easily the most excited they've been to see us.
Yes.
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 They were very excited to see us.
Twerps get to talk about this now.
Yeah. Yeah, but you guys are excited.
Stop calling us twerps, Cash.
That was Boone.
Yeah. He's big. He's tall.
Boone is tall.
6'4".
So we're heading to winter meetings and something,
5'1".
Something like that. Sometimes.
When you die. Which means you've lived a long life.
Maybe without a head?
Because you shrunk half an inch.
Laugh track. Insert a laugh track.
Yeah. Insert the laugh track. There. That's kind of it.
No, I am excited for winter meetings. Get to see a bunch of people. I think Yes is usually there. There's usually hot stove talks. We get more fun quotes.
Should we get on the Yes hot stove?
Just sneak up.
I'll send a text.
Yeah.
We're friends with them.
Yeah. We should do that.
I would assume
we're
at least
going to be in
here.
Have we reached out? Kay, after 2019, Kay said he was never going again because nothing happened.
Yeah. So
I should text him to see if he's going. Anyway, so we are going to winter meetings, and hopefully we get some big news there, or at least a domino, even if it's not the Yankees, but something that falls into place to lead to the Yankees making their move. There's obviously one big move they need to make. First, I hope they do. But winter meetings, we got a history of winter meetings here, Jake.
We do. Do we want to do that? Do we want to talk? There is some DJ LeMahieu news.
Oh my goodness. Does he like need, we got AG on there.
Yeah.
Does he need athletic greens to stay healthy?
There's some rumors that DJ LeMahieu may need athletic greens. AG1. What is it? Well, for you, it could be one delicious scoop of AG1. You get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and probiotics. Help to start your day right. Thanksgiving was probably just tough on you. I'm going to be honest with you. 6 pounds. I put on 6 pounds over Thanksgiving. Key lime pie. I had a double queso one day.
How many days are you giving yourselves for that 6 pounds? Like, not just Thanksgiving, your whole trip?
Yeah, the 4 days.
Okay. That's fine. Two a day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal.
Are,
but,
you are you back down?
I'll tell you what I could use.
No. Got back yesterday night.
Jim, there's a special blend of ingredients that support your gut health.
Yeah.
Got to tell you what. The double queso day, not as good for my gut health as AG1. It also helps your nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, and focus, and aging. So what you need to do, because right now they're actually making it easier for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/yanks. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/yanks. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Ooh. Athletic Greens.
DJ's hurt, I guess. They're still unsure of DJ LeMahieu's health going into next season. DJ has a broken Sesame Street bone in his right big toe.
What was that?
Sesamoid, my bad. That led to ligament damage in his second toe. So his front toe was hurt so bad, his second toe kind of surrendered.
Just gave up the
fight. I'm with him. No, he's like a, soldier. Like, that second toe is kind of the lieutenant of the big toe.
And are he's going to fall in line. You're my friend that your toe's given
my,
up, right?
My pinky toe.
It's there. It's along for the ride at
this
point.
It's like a sucker fish.
Yeah.
Of the whale. It's never touched the ground.
For a second, I thought it was our buddy Ken, but he just has the grossest second toe you've ever seen.
Yep. Which they say is a sign of intelligence because you need to make that person feel good.
I promise you it's not.
If he needs surgery, the average timeline of returning is 10 to 12 weeks with the max recovery at about 5 months. Sheesh.
So, okay. So that's where the question kind of goes. If, let's say, this happens or this is going to happen, which we don't know, but say we find out DJ LeMahieu is out till June, do you think that affects the Yankees offseason? Do you think it affects, like, Gleyber?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes. You think they're more likely to hold on to him?
They should be.
Okay.
If DJ is potentially out for 5 months and you don't know who you're getting back when this is through.
Right.
Then yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Because Oswaldo Cabrera's probably got more juice to the trade than Gleyber right now. And I still think they're trying to trade one of these kids.
You think Oswaldo Cabrera has juice in a trade? I guess I'm still not there.
He came up.
It's got juice. I don't know the degree.
Yeah.
All the control years are there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of control for a guy who plays a ton of positions.
He at least plays every position in switch.
But, I mean, he was, until he got hot at the end, he didn't hit at all.
Well, that was, I mean, I don't think people, first 2 weeks of big leagues.
And then he didn't hit at all in the postseason. He was
also
2 for 28.
Also, I mean,
one of the two was a huge homer.
A lot of people don't hit in the postseason.
So, I don't know. I don't think his.
I don't want him to get traded. I like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see his value being there. They lift him as 5'10", 145. That's like the lightest weight I've seen on a player.
145?
5'10", 145?
Yeah, I think I remember.
He's a skinny guy. I think his. Does he
have
a brother?
He's skinny, but you got to lie about that.
I think I recall, like, that is an old number that just none of the things have updated. I think I remember the broadcast saying he's, like, 170 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's like...
I think I heard one of
those. That's like Captain America before they give him, like, the juice.
Hey, I was watching, I did the breakdown on that fight in the Venezuelan League, and there was an El Cabrera. It looked just like Oswaldo. It's his brother.
How about that?
And I saw him and I was like, wait, what? That looks like a weird version of... Not even the face, but the face kind of, but the mannerisms.
Oswaldo Cabrera's Wikipedia currently says 201.
Yeah, well, he's put on some muscle lately.
Mm.
Yeah. On this topic, Hal Steinbrenner had a quote, and he said that Peraza and Volpe are going to get a shot in spring training and did not mention Oswaldo Cabrera. Now, that could be because they don't see him as a shortstop. They see him as a super utility. That it could also be because Hal doesn't know who he is and just knows the other two. It could also be because Hal just didn't say him or wasn't asked about those two guys. So there's like no stock put into it, but it kind of goes into the conversation of what we're talking about. And I mean, okay, so I have a question for you then. Do you think I'm going to name some guys?
Yes.
You tell me how many will be in the Yankees organization come opening day.
Okay.
You don't need to tell me exactly who, just how many of these guys.
Okay.
Josh Donaldson, Oswald Peraza, Oswaldo Cabrera, Volpe, Glaber, IKF. Six of those guys. Now, how many
will be in the Yankees
organization? Four, five, six?
So that's both Oswalds.
Yep.
Donaldson.
Glaber, IKF, the infield.
Glaber, IKF, Volpe.
Yeah.
Okay. I have, so DJ's not in this.
I don't think
DJ Rizzo
him.
Not okay. part of
okay.
this.
Okay. There's some people out there that are.
Someone's going to trade for DJ who's going to potentially be out for 5 months.
I agree, but just telling you what's out there. So he's not in. I mean, for me, I still think that Glaber and IKF are probably on the move.
Both?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing that might end up happening here, and I guess you opened up my eyes a little bit with, does this change your plans at all? If they can't get proper value for Gleyber Torres, which I don't know. Like, we heard rumors around the Miami stuff that they were interested, but that people also have questions about Glaber.
We heard that the Miami pulled it.
They pulled the plug
when
basically because of Glaber.
And everywhere else reported that the Yankees refused to give up Peraza. But we heard Miami pulled at the last second, so I don't know.
You know, Glaber's last year was nice. A 114 OPS plus, 24 homers.
Wow, a big signing just happened.
Jose Abreu to Houston? I think I called that.
Yeah, well, it made sense. They were needed a first baseman. He was the only other real option.
Yuli's a little too old. We'll just have this guy plug in.
Yeah.
For Glaber, I don't know. Like, he's starting to get paid real money. And his last 2 years aren't impressive. His last 3 years aren't impressive. Last year was a good year. But it's also a second baseman getting paid that, you know, we've seen Colton Wong. He had a... You know, 2 years ago, I think he declined, or the Cardinals declined 1-for-12 or something like that.
Something like so, in that neighborhood.
So, I don't know. I think what may end up happening is you have all these kids. If DJ LeMahieu is going to be out till a couple months in, do you just run Glaber through the trade deadline? And if he continues to spike his value, good. If not, you move on. I don't know. I guess that would be the only thing that it's like, well, if DJ LeMahieu is promised nothing, then why would we be so gung-ho to move on from Glaber? Who that last month of the season, maybe I shouldn't hang my hat on that so much, but it felt like he addressed the media and he started playing well. Like he was a really good version of Gleyber Torres.
So you think he's going to get moved or not?
I thought
you
said- so now I would say that would be my one change. With the news.
So then you think IKF's going to get moved. So you have five of them being in the organization?
Because, yeah. I mean, Volpe's not in play for the major league roster early on, at least.
Be cool if he was.
Maybe. We don't know.
If they trade Peraza, then he would be.
Yeah, I just, again, I think you'd have to do that to move Donaldson, which maybe they will, but I don't think they're willing to sacrifice. I don't think they want to admit they were wrong, and I don't think they want to give up a legitimate prospect to get off of.
Yeah, well, IKF is still admitting they're wrong if they move him.
Well, I mean, we saw them. Well, he stopped the gap for a year.
Yeah, it is funny.
That's what they
it
wanted,
is funny
right?
that they keep saying he was who we wanted him to be. Like how they're not saying he's good. They're just like he was played to who we wanted him to play. Five would be my number as well, but there's six. I don't think five's an option. It's exactly how I should say.
Okay.
I think if you trade one of those young guys, it's like you said, it's to get another one off
right.
the books. Now, it could be to get Hicks off, and then that would be five of that six. But I choose four over six. How about that? If five out of those six.
Five's not an option.
If five is the one, my second option would be four of those guys stay, and it's overall six come back.
Whoa.
They had to make a move.
Yeah, I mean, the whole lineup went thin, and I guess Peraza kind of hit as a rookie. We think Volpe is going to be something. Glaber also hit. I mean, the problem is the guys you'd want to get rid of. They think IKF has value. Maybe he does to a couple teams, and that'll be the flip. I mean, Donaldson, we've openly talked about how you'd have to give up guys to get off of him. So, I don't know. I don't know.
It's kind of that. The other news, Judge is a giant.
Jimmy.
6'7", 280.
Massive guy.
Some of the bigger guys in all of baseball.
Just like your erection. One of the bigger in all of baseball.
Mm.
And if you...
Holds no water.
That holds no water. Roman is here to help you if that's something you're working on, a better sex life. I think you're interested in that. Why not?
Need to hold more or less water?
Roman is the digital health clinic for men, addressing a variety of sexual health needs and offering genuine medication that helps achieve and maintain a strong erection. Roman offers discreet wipes that help you last four times longer in bed. If you're having low T issues, get their testosterone support. At Roman, there's no waiting rooms, no hassle. It's a straightforward digital experience from the comfort of home. If medication or testing is appropriate, Roman will send it directly right to your door. Like that. Everything arrives in discreet packaging with free two-day shipping. Man, 2 days later, shows up at your door. Get a nice old bone piece. Why don't you, if you think that's something you might be interested in, go to ro.co/yanks. and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/yanks. 20% off your first order and free shipping. Go check out Roman.
This is not Yankees news, but it's an interesting aside in the Rosenthal article on The Athletic.
Sure.
The Dodgers haven't signed a Scott Boras contract since 2012.
Say that again?
The Dodgers have not signed a Scott Boras client since 2012. They have picked up some through trades and through like unrestricted free or like minor league or whatever. But that's interesting. It's like, nah, not dealing with you during winter meetings.
We're good.
They like shorter contracts, but that's just funny wrinkle that like, you're like, uh-huh. Some teams probably just don't deal. Like even on a smaller level, Boras is huge. So you get to run into clients, but you know, some agents just like, nah, we don't deal with your guys.
We'll come to you when we want to come to you.
Wonder if that's is that like a thing Dodgers fans talk about a lot?
I don't know. It is well reported that the Blue Jays so there's articles here of Boras like calling them out. So like, yeah, they don't sign my clients. Which is weird. Very weird. Jose Trevino turns 30 years old.
Happy birthday, Trevi.
Judge's meeting with the Giants went well.
Ooh.
I just got texted a prediction.
Imagine if it went poorly. Did you see
this prediction we just got texted?
Did we get texted a prediction?
We did. This holds no water, but we got texted a prediction that Judge signs with the Yankees on Wednesday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, for $328 million.
That would hurt. I think that's the day we fly back from winter meetings, if I've got my mental schedule.
Is that Sunday?
We go out there on Sunday. I think we fly back Wednesday. We'll double check. Do it Tuesday, man.
Yeah, we fly back Wednesday. We'll just record that early.
I'm glad his meeting with the Giants went well. If the whole thing was awkward and he had a bad time, like, that would stink.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What I was thinking was, do the Yankees do any of that? Like, if he wants the free agent treatment, you know, and they're doing like the Warriors pregame show was right. Like everyone pitch Judge
right.
and they Steph Curry's involved and do the Yankees do any of that for guys?
You get Zach Wilson and
Zibanejad
and Rex Ryan. Zibby
throws a puck to him.
Zibby and Gibby, Igor.
They have Zibby hit slap shots from home plate and Judge tracks him down in center?
I don't think the home team does a recruiting tour. I don't think I've ever seen that. I'd like to.
Yeah, you wonder. It's like, we got guys too.
It's a little ridiculous. Judge goes ridiculous. To a Rangers game. But you get it from the outside. And like, you know, you hear the few and far between stories of something that impresses. But yeah, the home team recruitment, I haven't seen enough. Like to.
Yeah. You know what it's like here, right?
Yeah. You remember?
What if they gave Judge a full... A full list of, like, you get to change one thing. Like, what do you hate? Give us five things you hate, and we'll change two of them.
They just start out with, like, some exercises.
Yeah.
Like, what are five things you don't like in your life?
Yeah.
Hate traffic. Okay. We'll get you a helicopter.
Yeah.
10 times a year.
He's like, Hixie always wants to, like, be my locker mate.
Mm.
And I want someone else. Sorry, Hixie, that I used
That's
you
as... That's the big request.
Sorry that I used Hixie as the example there, yeah. But what if he was just like, you know, Canely always wanted to shower at the same time as me. Can we have like a... I get the shower time by myself? That's his big request. Ted Lasso, it was the showers.
I get to use Hal's suite when he's not here.
Yeah. Like, what if it was the AC temperature? Like, what? That's a huge one.
That's a big one. Comfort levels.
You get complete control. I was just at my... in-laws set to 75.
Yeah. And you wanted it at 78 because you're hot, you're a cold sleeper.
I was sweating off the food.
Yeah.
Losing those LBs.
Ilbs.
Yeah.
I've never liked that abbreviation.
Yeah, why is it LBs? I've Googled this in my life for sure.
For sure. We all have, but nobody remembered. That means it sucks.
That means
it stinks.
It comes from Latin.
Oh, there's a reason we erased that shit.
Literally.
Yeah, according to southernliving.com, the word pound comes from ancient Roman, when the unit of measure was libra pondo, a pound by weight. The English word pounds draws from the pondo part, but the abbreviation comes from the libra part.
Well, wouldn't the abbreviation be LP then? Libra pondo? The Romans.
Libra Bondo.
Good wieners, though.
Judge is coming back to the Yankees, right?
I don't know. It'd be demoralizing if he doesn't. A little heartbreaking. It's still a possibility. But, I mean, you see all the reports. And everyone's kind of acting like it's going to happen. Like, passing was like, it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, everyone's...
Everyone kind of, like, treated the Giants visit like a fake thing.
Like, even the Giants thing, like, it was like, Steph Curry, like, whoa. But it was still like, eh.
Yeah, he lives in Tampa, right? Doesn't Judge live in Tampa or Miami?
Like, let him play quarterback or something for the Niners. You're really trying to recruit him?
Have teams ever done inner-city recruitment like that? Is that, like, can you...
They just did. Steph Curry.
No. Can you, what the fuck do the owners get in trouble for?
Collusion.
Can cross teams collude? Like, if the Yankees were like,
right,
you get a game, like, we guarantee you, you get like 5 snaps as a New York Giant. We talk to them as tight end. If you want it, you can go in and play garbage time, whatever, but like, it'll be in the history books that you played for the Giants.
Definitely.
We talked with the Giants. They're cool with this.
I think that's cool.
And the Giants, like, sign OBJ, and they give him 4 at-bats a year.
You just know that gets difficult with roster stuff. We talk about that a lot with the 40-man and things like that.
Both leagues approve. It's great for both sports.
So both leagues approve.
Commissioners approve. It's a dual-sport exemption.
I mean, I think the Yankees could put it in Judge's contract.
4 targets for 4 at-bats.
That he gets to play an NFL game with a local team. I think you could put something like that in the contract.
Think so?
I think so.
The Giants would have to sign off on it.
Well, no, you could...
You want to be a Giant so bad.
The Yankees could put it in Judge's contract. Judge doesn't have to act on it. It's kind of like snowboarding in the offseason.
Oh, he would have to go, like... Find a team that wants
it. It's like in their
That's awesome. Like, I'm not allowing that.
It's like in that contract that he has the Yankees permission to do
it. I'm Hal, and me and John Mara are great friends. We hang out all the time.
All the time, hanging
and
out.
I trust Judge in his care for four snaps. Like, that's a deal I'd make. You want to suit up for the Knicks and do the opening tip-off once a year?
Yeah, again, there's...
People aren't creative
there's
enough.
There's loopholes in this industry. You have to jump through to get there. I'm surprised we haven't heard more Judge stuff.
Because nobody was
like, we're not even in, like, Heyman, Nightingale, like, just listing the four big teams and saying, oh, Judge getting big interest.
Well, the Yankees have been public with what they did. They said, we made our offer. Go on your tour and see if they'll beat it. You know, like, if you're going to go talk to the Giants, make sure they know our price. So you tell them, the Yankees offered me this.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I'm much more scared by the Dodgers than the Giants.
Really?
Dodgers had a ton of money come off the books. Yeah. And they're the Dodgers. B, like, they make the playoffs every year and are winning hundreds of games every year. The Giants have, like, one outlier season in the last 5 years. And the Dodgers just had so much money come off the books.
I guess so.
I think soon enough we'll probably get the, like, Dodgers are offering him 4 years, 200.
Yeah, because they're going to try and offer him a Bauer contract, something like that.
Like,
he's not going to take that. He wants all the money in the world. And years.
Like, we know, in the years. We know when Harper was a free agent, he had a standing one for 45 from the Dodgers that he obviously took.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I want them to get Canely.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay. You like what he provides.
On and off the field.
Yankees need a little more football player.
They need a little more brute personality.
Like Tommy Canely
Tommy Canely pants his IKF daily. And you know that. And everybody knows that. And everybody's fine with it. And it helps the whole dichotomy of the team, like, rally together. And IKF's like, you know what? I needed a good pantsing. Like, this actually helped me. Last year, no one even, like, touched me.
Tommy Canely has a little more of the, like...
Chutzpah!
Like, I pitched back-to-back days. He knows he's not pitching that third day, but he'd be in, like, Boone's office like, Coach, I kind of feel good.
Yeah, or he knows he's not pitching, like he did in Baltimore on his birthday a couple years ago.
Oh,
and he was drunk. And he was just screaming. Remember, you could hear him on the broadcast?
That was insane.
That was wild.
That was nuts.
He was just standing in
Let's
the dugout.
Let's get a clip of that. Socials.
Screaming.
Get the Tommy Canely, like, screaming clip.
But apparently he's got a lot of suitors, according to Heyman, just like everyone else. But also, you have Litke and you have Wandy, and Canely is another lefty reliever.
Right.
You can get righties, too, but he can get lefties.
He throws with his right hand, but he's a lefty.
And now they have two lefties, and you know you're going to lose bullpen guys. I don't want to lose Litke or Wandy, but the chutzpah factor, you know?
I mean, they talked about it the year Tommy Canely was hurt, they were missing him on team flights and stuff.
Yeah.
From New York, people forget.
Everyone forgets that.
Everyone forgets that about Tommy Canely. We interviewed Tommy Canely.
Yeah.
People forget that.
People forget that. He was kind of mundane.
Because
it's like a Zoom interview during the pandemic.
We were both warming up to each other. We were worried he was going to be, like, off the walls, like we were going to have to tell him to, like, sit in a chair. But then he is like a human.
Yeah. No, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. And he's got a cool pitch.
Gamer.
They call it a changeup. It's a little slower than the fastball. I was imagining you were being Dutch. Newcomer to the sport.
His changeup is his fastball.
Kind of. His fastball is his changeup because he throws the changeup more. Davey Garcia, he's out, right?
Hot. I don't know what's going to happen with Davey. Does something have to happen?
Wow. Imagine Scott Efros, Michael King, Tommy Canely and Loaisiga going to a bar together?
Yeah. I do.
I think they, like, post up at a booth and never get up. Piss themselves. stand up to leave, I'll fall. And it's the funniest time ever.
Make it a show on John Boy Media, set up a camera, pitchers and pitchers.
Yes. Maybe did you get it? The pictures of the beer? And also we'll have pictures. Pictures, pictures, and pictures.
This is off season.
It's the off season episode. I think we've covered everything. Luis Gil still hurt.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code JOHNBOY. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, and you'll get $150 in free bets. Go bet on a go bet on a New York football team this weekend. They're still hot in the streets.
Yep.
They might be getting a 6'8 guy.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Winter rumors. Meetings. We heard rumors.
And place your bets that something's going to happen coming up, Jake, because winter meetings.
$150 in free bets if they do only at the DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOHNBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Check this out as we go. Garrett Cole, winter meetings. Hat, winter meetings. Stanton, winter meetings trade. Curtis Granderson, winter meetings trade. Sabathia, winter meetings signing. Messina, winter meetings signing. Henderson, winter meetings trade. Winfield, Randolph, Maris. It's all happening.
The Maris trade at winter meetings.
That was done through whiskey and cigarettes.
No one I mean, literally.
Literally. No one remembers a thing.
Literally.
Pass me the whiskey. How many cigarettes you got? I got Roger Maris. Maris was in the background.
Woke up. He had Roger Maris now.
He sees them just bidding over him. Yeah. It's a bad feeling.
It is a bad feeling. So is not getting enough sleep.
So Garrett Cole was 29. What year is it? It's 2022?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're due for a big winter meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
Happ. It's the first real winter meetings in forever.
Stanton Happ. Cole. Stanton Happ. Cole.
Messina.
Someone, who's telling me? Maybe it was Canobio or Joe's. I think they were talking about they're going to sign Judge and someone. Maybe it was Dan Ryan. They're going to sign Judge and someone else big, and they're going to line up another, a follow-up presser like they did in 09 where they had everyone.
Chainley and Judge.
Judge, Benny, Canely.
Benny would love that. Doesn't have to talk, so whatever. I'm here. All right, go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Make sure you guys tune in to the next episode of Pitchers and Pitchers.
Taking pictures. They're all taking pictures of each other, holding pictures.